Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus, and we are continuing today looking at the book of Ruth. We're looking at Ruth chapter 3, verses 6 through 11. I'm not going to read all the verses here, but I'll kind of remind you of the context that, Ruth has been working and gleaning in the fields where Boaz owns those fields. The harvest is coming towards a close. And so Naomi comes to Ruth, her mother-in-law comes to her. And in a moment of really thinking about the other person, Naomi says, hey, we need to secure a home for you and find a husband for you and find rest for you. I can't provide for you, Ruth. And so she comes up with this plan for Ruth to go to the threshing floor where the harvest would be kind of going on and all the men would be working, and that she would come to Boaz during the night and in some ways basically make a marriage proposal. It's a very interesting sort of section here. And there's about a million ways that this could go wrong. And yet Ruth, a woman of great faith and loyalty towards her mother-in-law, does exactly as she says. She goes down and she lies by the feet of Boaz when he's falling asleep. And, there's some cultural things happening here that probably don't translate super well because of different time, different culture. But she lays down at his feet. And when he wakes up and he finds Ruth, lying there, he's like, who is it? And she says, I'm Ruth, your servant. This is verse 9. When Boaz says, who are you? She answered, I am Ruth, your servant. Spread your wings over your servant, for you are a redeemer. Now, spread your wings. One commentator said it's a gloriously ambiguous phrase. It could be translated multiple ways, and it means spread your wings or cover me with the corners of your garment. Spread the garment over me. And also, it was an expression that meant, will you marry me? And Boaz understands. That's what she's asking. She says, hey, you're a redeemer of our family. You're one of the kinsman redeemers of our family. You can rescue us and redeem us and buy us out of back from this poverty. And you can marry me. You're eligible and able to do all of those things. Will you? And Boaz wants to. And if you read on, right, they end up getting married and Boaz redeems the family. And it's a beautiful story of restoration. But I just wanted to hone in on that phrase where she says, spread your wings over me. Earlier, Boaz had told Ruth, may the Lord bless you because you've come to take refuge under his wings. And this is something that the psalmists talk about as well. Psalm 57, verse 1 says, be merciful to me, O God. This is David speaking. Be merciful to me, O God. Be merciful to me. For in you, my soul takes refuge. In the shadow of your wings, I will take refuge till the storms of destruction pass by. This moment with Ruth and Boaz, it really happened. It's a real story where she says, right, can we take refuge in you? Spread your wings over us. But Boaz is also this kind of type of Christ. And this whole scene is this metaphor for, guys, this is the way that God, the way he covers us, the way he protects us. When we come to him and humbly say, Lord, I want to take refuge in you. We are saved, we are forgiven, we are washed clean, but we are also covered by the Lord. We are protected by him. He is our refuge and our strong tower, our ever-present help in time of need. And if you know the Lord and you're a believer in Christ, you have a heavenly Father who not only loves you, but he's a strong tower. And we come to him and we say, Lord, in my need, in my distress, in my hurt, right, till the storms pass by, let me take refuge in you. And God is a strong tower, a place of refuge for his people. And this moment, right, when she says that to him, it's a beautiful picture of God's protection over our Redeemer's protection over our life. Let me pray for you, and I want to encourage you to take some time today and just celebrate God. Maybe you're at a place where you need to say, Lord, right, I need to take refuge in you today. Or maybe you just thank him for being the refuge of your life. Let's pray. Father, I thank you personally that you're a strong tower, and God, we can take refuge in the shadow of your wings, that you cover us, you protect us, you provide for us, and God, we can run to you. You're the ever-present help in time of need. And Father, I pray for all those listening right now that you would drive that truth home into their hearts and into their minds. And may we live today under the shadow of your wings. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take some time now to reflect and to pray.